is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
His strength was gone. His force was abated. He was through. But yet he was holding on. Tell somebody, this is the turning point. The dream or the vision I shared with you, that was a turning point in my life. It was the most difficult time that I can remember. The most trying, the most stressful, the most pressured time. But God gave me to see and to know that my help cometh from him. My strength was gone. But that's just when his strength is made perfect. Amen. Come on, somebody say the turning point. There comes a time where you and I have to stop trying to figure it out. Amen. Worrying ourselves, beating our head, you know, just frustrated, distressed, you know, anxious. You know, it's like the little saying that we say, the guy hanging on, fell off the side of a cliff and was hanging on to a branch 1,000 feet down. He said, anybody up there can help me? He heard a voice say, let go. He paused for a minute and said, anybody else up there can help me? And see, that's how we get. Instead of listening to the one that said, let go. Because see, the one that says let go, he's the one got you. Amen. Amen. Not somebody else can pull you back up there. But at some point in time, you're going to fall over the cliff again. And you're going to have to learn to let go. If we're truly going to enter into purpose, there's a turning point. It can be scary. It can be, you name it. A nightmare, initially, like Jacob. You know, when your strength is abated, but then all of a sudden you look around and you realize, wait a minute, I'm still holding on to this angel? Where is this strength coming from? Then you realize that something has turned around. You know, I like to say it this way. Jacob held on to that angel when he came out of his own strength. And God in turn will cause us to take on a spiritual dimension of strength when we come out of our own strength. In other words, you'll have authority in the spirit realm. If he could hold on to an angel of God, what about the fallen angels? What kind of authority would he have over the fallen angels? If he could contend with an angel of God, one that stands in the presence of God, with God's agenda, what could he do with the ones that have fallen? Do you know who you are? Jacob was about to learn that he was no longer that supplanter. Tell somebody again, this is the turning point. Catch this now. This is simple but profound. Without any support of his own, he hangs on to the angel. And he learns from being able to hang on. See, Jacob was one that never hung on to nothing. Oh, he tricked you and he gone. He got your money, he gone. He got your daughters, he gone. Got your cattle, he gone, he out. Got the birthright, I'm out. Here, everything about him begins to change. He's holding on. He's holding on, but it ain't his strength. At some point in your walk in destiny, you're going to have to find out and realize, wait a minute, this ain't my strength. This is way beyond. This is off the charts. How? What is this that's sustaining me? When you start to become acquainted with him and understand that he's been your strength all the time, even though you thought it was you and you were exercising you, even while you were you, he was still being your strength. But now he's brought you to the turning point where he wants you to begin to understand that in your weakness, his strength is perfected. You know, the word of God says in Revelation that around the throne is, as it were, a sea of glass. A sea. Can you picture a sea of glass? A sea of glass. You know, if you've ever been out to sea or you know, cruise ships or whatever, you know, sometimes the sea can get a little rough. You know, you know what I'm talking about. It can get rough, real rough. But when it's calm and like a floor, it's calm. Around the throne, here's the throne. All around the throne is, as it were, a sea of ain't no waves in it. Ain't no ripples in it. Ain't no, you know, white water. It's a sea of glass. Here's the throne. In approaching the throne, and the throne, I'll say it this way, is the place of authority. If you're going to walk in authority, before there's power, there has to be peace. Amen. 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 We can... You know, but if there's not a peace, a tranquility within, it's not really power, it's just you getting loud. Trying to holler at the devil. Because if you approach the place of authority, you have to first go through the sea of glass, which is peace. You have to experience and embrace peace to get there. You know, like I know, when you really go before God in prayer, I mean, when you really pray, not just say a prayer, but you pray and you're seeking his face. When you approach the throne, when you get to the throne, by the time you've gotten there, you have peace. You know, like I know, you can go into prayer with a burden on your heart and trouble in your mind, but by the time you get to the throne, peace. You know, the burden is gone. Peace of mind. Why? You've passed through that sea to the place of authority. And that's where we are to dwell. But see, one thing that has to turn is that you cease relying upon your own strength. Some of the times the problem with saints of God is that they don't know how to really give up. I'm not talking about give up to the devil or circumstances. I'm talking about giving up to God. It takes a special type of trust to give up to his sovereignty. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't see a way. But I'm not feeling this. But God says, trust me. Amen. And it's not going to be limited to how you feel. See, there's all types of peace. There's the peace of God. There's peace with God. There's a number of types of peace, and those are like umpires that indicate whether you are trusting or not. When Jacob was hit in his thigh, his strength was messed up. He couldn't rely on himself no more, but he recognized, I'm holding on, but not by my strength. Somebody say the turning point.
The turning point.
When you can realize, when you can recognize that day that I shared that vision with you, I thought about that deeply for a long time. I said, Lord, this whole day passed by. I don't remember one detail. Honestly, I didn't remember one detail. I was so caught up in the strength of that vision. Heaven had kissed earth. I'd seen something that literally just shifted my spirit, turned everything. You know, nothing, I don't care what could have happened that day. It wouldn't have mattered.
Amen. Amen.
You understand what I mean? Tell somebody again, look at them, tell them, this is your turning point. After the hollow of his thigh was touched and that form of strength was abated, Jacob now feels strong, but not in himself. Now he's strong, not in himself, but in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, when you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, there's no anxiety. There's no fear. There's no distress. You can rest. Your mind is at ease because God now is in complete control. He's a good heavenly father. Come on. I said, he's a good heavenly father. Through it all, the thick and the thins, the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, listen, God remains faithful to us. He's a good heavenly father. He's a, like the song says, a good, good father. When we don't understand, when we can't comprehend, he remains a good, good father. One day, we'll understand it all. Like the song says, by and by. So, having said that, Jacob now is strong, but not in himself. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. I want to give you a key. We all know about keys. Today, everything is almost push button. But still, there's some keys somewhere. But you know, if you don't use the right key for something, you know, your house key. If you have a house key, you don't use the house key in that. You know, the house key, you try to put the car key or another key, the garage key or whatever other key, try to open the house with it. It's a key. It's on your keychain, but it ain't the right key. And so it ain't gonna open the door. When we get the right key, I'm giving you keys now. These will open things for you. I guarantee it. If you'll implement this, if you'll walk this out, if you'll not be a forgetful hearer, but appropriate and apply these things to your reality, I guarantee you, God gave me this word for you. I guarantee you it will open doors.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.